large lodge.
And Bob, have you ever heard that?
Yes, I've heard it called a Bob, I think.
A cutter? And a double runner?
A cutter's a sleigh, isn't it?
Double runner, or a double ripper, any of those?
No.
Or a roller coaster?
No, I never heard that.
That could be almost anything, I guess. A pung?
No.
What is the little thing that you use to put under a board of wood when you want to saw it? Maybe you have two of them. You place the board of wood on between the two and then saw it in two. Sawbuck.
You know
a sawbuck?
Oh, yes. Only I never saw the sawbuck used for anything but wood, mm-hmm. Sawing wood.
Or a sawhorse?
Yeah, sawhorse. No, I never did.
Sawhorses, yes. Hmm? Carpenters have sawhorses.
Any difference between one for stove wood or one for planks?
Yes,
yes.
Flat ones got arches like that. Mm-hmm. Each end a hole, hold a piece of wood.
Would you tell me the difference between two?
Well, the sawbuck, the posts are crossed so that you can lay the wood in the top notch, and the sawhorse is a what we call a trestle. It's sometimes called a trestle too.
Sometimes the horse gets a little dirty or gets a lot of matting in his hair. You use some kind of a thing on him other than a curry. What do you call this usually? Or in the house, you may use one on your hair. Not a comb, but...
The brush?
Mm-hmm. Any kind, particular kinds of brushes that you have here?
Most of them are fiber or something stiff. I don't know.
Would you repeat hairbrush? Just the word hairbrush.
I don't know how.
Hairbrush.
Just say it.
Another instrument for cleaning a horse beside the curry comb is called a brush.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the man of the house usually has something on which he can sharpen his razor. What is this called?
Razor strap.
Mm-hmm. And the little things that you put in a gun to shoot are called what?
Cartridges.
Mm-hmm. And